The Bishop of Yoyim is being learned with Johnson Jr. Simon Reish Tzadi Hey Havdalah Shoyseh Shliat Tzibur Aymrim V'Yinoyam V'Sei De Kedusha Barichus Kedei La'acher Sei De Kedusha. We say the Noam, as you all know, on Motzei Shabbos after Shemoneh Esrei, and the Sei De Kedusha, right? You say V'Yinoam and you say after V'Yinoam, and you say Oyach Yamim Azviyeh Yorei B'Shuasi Oyach Yamim Azviyeh Yorei B'Shuasi. You then start with the Seder Kedusha, which is Atak Kadosh Shevti Los, right, etc. And you say it drawn out to Kedei La'acher, to go and extend the Seder Kedusha in order Sha'az, because this is because at that time Chozrim Rishayim L'Gehenna. We draw it out because this is the time when the Rishayim are going back to Gehenna. Uvizman She'ein Oimrim V'Noyam, and he's now going to tell us a klal about the Motzi Shabbosim, the Motzi Shabbases, that you did not say She'ein Omrim V'Noam Kagon, for example, Shechal Yom Tov B'Shavuot. If Yom Tov falls out the following week from that Motzi Shabbos, Ein Omrim Seder Kedusha. Not only don't you say V'Noam after the Shemona Esrei on Motzi Shabbos, you also don't say Seder Kedusha. However, Aval Omrim V'Yitein Lecha, but you do say V'yitein lecha. By the way, you know, many shuls, you know, today don't say V'yitein lecha, but you see it here in the Ramah. They definitely said V'yitein lecha. It's in the Ramah. In fact, it's a chashava tefila. It's a tefila that is for parnasa. Tefila for parnasa. We all need parnasa. So it's a strange thing. There are shuls, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, many shuls don't say it. But I know in our shul in Beis Tefila Yonah Avram, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, they say it. One of the few shuls that actually says it in the shul, in like Masas Mordechai, there's like one minyan out of the 7-8 minyanim that says V'yitein Lecha. So I think in America it's much more common that the shuls say V'yitein Lecha. But then again, the shuls daven very, very quick, so V'yitein Lecha takes as long as Ashrei. So that's a different story. Okay, let's move here to Sif Katan Aleph. And he says here, the Oimrim V'Hinoam, V'Noagin L'Kvol Pasuk Orech Yamim. And the minhag is, as you know, to repeat the Pasuk of Orech Yamim at the end of the paragraph there, right before the Seder Kedusha. We repeat the Pasuk of Orech Yamim Asbiyeh V'Rei B'Shuasi, Orech Yamim Asbiyeh V'Rei B'Shuasi. So it's a repeated Pasuk. The Pasuk V'Hinoam, and the first Pasuk there, V'Hinoam, Tzarech L'Omro M'Umad. That should be stated standing. Okay, we move on. V'yesh Mekomos, She'ein Omrim V'Noam B'Veis Ha'Avel. There are places where we do not say V'Hinoam, meaning in our communities, and where they did not say V'Noam in the Beis Avel, in a Bais Avel, in a mourner's house. Rak Matchilin Yoshev B'Seisah. The minhag is in these places just to start with Yoshev B'Seisah without that first statement of the first pasuk of Yehi Noam. We move on now. Sif Katan Beis, Seder Kedusha. What's also said is Seder Kedusha, which is said, drawn out, the Rama says, on Motzei Shabbos. Haynu Shemaschilin Meviata Kadosh. Now this Seder Kedusha that said together with the Noam in a nice drawn out manner on Motzei Shabbos, he says it starts not like when we say it during the week in Shachris Davening Uval Tzion, but rather we start from the Atah Kadosh without the Ein Omrim Uval Tzion Goel, etc. Why? Lefi She'ein Geula Belaila, right? Well, the whole beginning of it is Uval Tzion Goel, and since this Geula does not come at night, we don't say Uval Tzion Goel. V'lechein gam v'ani zos prisi, also we do not say v'ani zos prisi, which is right after Uval Tzion Goel. Ein Omrim, we don't say that l'fi shesmuchim heim la'adadi, because they're next to each other in the Sefer Yeshayo. So we start straight with the Atah Kadosh. Okay. Mashakasev she'omrim ba'arichus, and that which he says, the Ramah. Okay, this is, you know, interesting here. The actual sif begins with the Ramah. Sometimes you have that even before the actual Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. So when the Ramah here says that you say it extended slowly, Hainu b'ni'imus kol, you say it in a nice, pleasant voice, Kadesha Yisarech Ma'at Yoiser, so that it extends out and delays longer. La'akev L'Rishayim Me'lachzor L'Gehenim, to basically hold back from the Rishayim of going to Gehenim. Da'acha Yashlimu Yisrael, until Yisrael finishes Sidrayim. Because until the Yisrael finishes their Seder Kedusha, right? Nimsheches Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha Shabbos is still extending. And only then, Chozrim L'Gehenim. They go back to Gehenim, the Gosh Omer Chazal, the Mosi Shabbos, Soek HaMamona Al HaRuchos, the Mamuna, the one appointed to the Ruchos, cries out, Chazru L'Gehenim. Return to Gehenim, Shekra Yishlima Yisrael, Asidreim. Because Yisrael already finished saying their Seder Kedusha. So, time to go back to Gehenim. It's interesting that we're concerned with the Rishayim. We have to realize Rishayim doesn't only mean, you know, really, really, like, you know, it's not like we're concerned for someone like Hitler, you know, that, you know, he's going back to Gehenna, let him go back quickly. Like, Rishayim means people that, you know, did a virus and, you know, hopefully they're pretty good guys also, you know, so we feel for them. We're not, oh, you know, like, burn in hell, you guy. That's not what we're hoping for. Okay, Sif Katan Gimel. So the example of where we don't say V'hunoam Motzei Shabbos, and along with it, the Atah Kadosh, is when Yom Tov falls out during the week after that Shabbos. That's what we don't say V'hunoam Atah Kadosh on that Motzei Shabbos. Haynu afilu chal b'yoyim vav deba'inon shekolash, even if the Yom Tov falls out on Friday, we require the whole week yaroi l'malacha. The whole week has to be a day that is appropriate for malacha. In order to say Vinoam and Atah Kadosh, we should do Sibbo, Umase Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. Right? Umase Yadeinu, that's when you could do Malacha. That's referring to Malacha. So if you can't do Malacha, you don't say Umase Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. But Dafka Yom Tov Goma. But it has to be a Yom Tov Goma where it's Asiba Malacha. Aval Purim or Erev Pesach. But Purim or Erev Pesach, that are Ke'en Yantis, and things like that, Shechal Bimeachol, if those fall out during the week after the Moshe Shabbos, Ein limnoa milomar vinoam Motzei Shabbos lefanav. You don't hold back from saying vinoam on the Motzei Shabbos before Purim, if Purim's that week, or Erev Pesach is that week. Okay, this is something, you know, good to know. Like, you don't really have to go to the Luach book on the Rosh Hashiva's desk to find out. You should know the halachas. If you're a Yomi guy, you know. Oh, it's Purim. Yeah, we still say vinoam. Pesach this week? No, we don't say Vinoam Atah Kadosh. How do you know it? Because you're a Yomi guy. Let's keep moving. Moving now, April. We're up to Sifkatan Dalid. Seder Kedusha. You don't say Seder Kedusha as well as Vinoam on those Motzei Shabbos before the Yom Tov. Di Vinoam Shayich L'Meleches HaMishka. Vinoam is connected to the Melacha of the Mishkan. Shebo Beirach Moshe, the Yisrael, B'shah Shasimu Meleches Mishkan. This is what Moshe was Mevarech B'nei Yisrael when they finished the Mishkan. V'alidei zeh, Sharas HaShechina, and this is, through this, that's where the Shechina came from. V'zeu Shemasmichin Pasuk V'Atah Kadosh, and that's why we put next to it the Pasuk of Atah Kadosh, Yeshayt Yos Yisrael, L'kach B'zman She'in Omer V'inom, therefore if you don't say it, you know I'm Ain Omrim Mimela, therefore it flows from that you don't say the Kol Seder Kedusha. Sif Katan. Hey, but you do say the Yitei Lecha, Shehim Psukim Shel Bracha, these are Psukim of Bracha for Panasa, Bitzchilas Yimei Ashvua, you say in the beginning of the week, nothing to do, no connection to Vihi Noam Kihuzeh at all. Now, the Shulchan Aruch actually, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch actually starts to speak. Back to there in Siman Reish Tadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. Mavdil Shliach Tzibur. Mavdil Shliach Tzibur. Kedei Lohotzi Mi She'ein Lo Yayin. Right, where this is actually the Shulchan Aruch part of Sif Aleph. So Mavdil Shliach Tzibur. Kedei Lohotzi Mi she'ein lo yayin. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, the Shliach Tzibur does Havdalah today in shul in order to be motzi those people in the shul that don't have yayin to make Havdalah. And then the Rama says, V'nagu loymar, and the minag also is to mention Lahazkir Eliyahu HaNavi. This is not just a Kalbach minyan shtick. To go and mention Eliyahu HaNavi in Motzi Shabbos, L'hispalel, Sheyavo V'yevasrenu Geula. We daven Eliyahu HaNavi should come on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, we daven on Motzi Shabbos, Eliyahu should come and tell us and mention to us about the Geula, that Mashiach's coming, and that's what we're responsible for on Motzi Shabbos. You can be a Yomi guy. Okay, we move on. Here we are. Zivkat Advav, Misha Ein Lo Yayin, the Misha Yesh Lo Yayin, Yoyser Tov Sheyavdil Beveso, Kedei Lahotzi Es Kol B'nei Beso. He says, someone who has wine, it's better that he's mavdil in his bias. It's better that he's does havdalah in his home. Kedei lahotzi es kol bnei beiso, in order to be motzi his whole home, his whole family. So that's why he says it's the shliach tzibur, right, who does havdalah in shul. That's to be motzi those who don't have wine, to be motzi their family in their home. Sif katan zayin, they might say Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Rama had said that we mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. Comes the Mishnah Brura, the Isab the Erevin, because in the Gemara in Erevin it says Muftach Len Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Ba Lo. We Bnei Yisrael were promised that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Velo Ba'arve Yomtov, and not on Erev Yomtov. Because of the Torah, the exertion, the stress. Shemanichin Sarchei Shabbos v'holchin lahak bilpanav, that they will have to go and put aside the Sarchei Shabbos and go be do Kabbalas panim of Mashiach v'yal kein anu mispalim kein on Shabbos Shabbos. That's why when Shabbos is over, when we daven. Once Shabbos is over, the Yachal Lavo, already then, he can come. She Yavo, the Yivasrenu, he can come, and he can give us the news that Mashiach is coming. Vayim be'al Yo Rabba, she kosav da medaktikim, oimrim, gam, shar, pizmainim, vishirim, those that are careful, say other types of pizmonim, and shirim, and songs, kasherheim, mutsuyim, etzlenu, so the different you see in the Sidurim, there are different types of paragraphs that we sing or say that are relevant to this issue. Hey Mitzuyim Etzleinu V'roi Lizayir Loimar. And it's also, you should be careful to say the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hachel Es, all these Pizmonim, Kihu B'Yushalmi, because he's actually found in the Yushalmi, in the Tur, and the Siman Reish Sadi Tes. Yesh mekoyim hashem adlikin neiros b'mokam ofel dal yizei zacha aydeze zacha shol lemelucha. There are those places that actually light candles in a dark place. What? In a dark place, because aydeze via this shol was zocha to his melucha. We now move on to Siman Reish Sadi Vav. Dinei Havdalah al Yayin, the halachas of Havdalah on wine. Okay? Min ha-minti can come a Yomi guy. Sif Aleph, Seder Havdalah Yayin B'samim. No, you are a Yomi guy.
I just missed a bunch of them.
Yeah. Seder Havdalah, Yayin B'samim Ner Havdalah. So what is the order of Havdalah in the brachas? Yayin B'samim Ner Havdalah, right? We do Baruch Pi Hagafen, Baruch Nei B'Samim, Baruch Mi Arayayish, and the Bracha of Havdalah, Ma'adu B'Kol HaShachol. And what is the Siman? Sinech Yavne. Yavne. That's how you remember. V'tzarech lizayer shelo yeh kos pagum. And you should be careful that the kos is not pagum. A kos pagum is, you know, a kos that has been drunk from and is pagum. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Seder Havdalah. The order of the brachas of Havdalah. Hidei Rambam Sover. The Rambam actually holds the mitzvah Havdalah hu dvar Torah. That Havdalah actually is min HaTorah. Kemo Kiddush, like Kiddush. V'hu b'chlal, it is part of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. That you have to mention Shabbos l'kacho. Shetzarech Lizkor, you have to mention and spell out about the Kedusha of Shabbos l'kacho bein d'knisaso, when Shabbos is entering. Benditziyaso, and in its leaving. The idea being that when you do Havdalah, you're emphasizing the difference between the Kedusha that you were just in and going into the regular weekday. Beknisa beKiddush, entering into Shabbos with Kiddush, uviyitziya, and leaving Shabbos with Havdalah. Lomar shehu muvdal, saying that you see that Shabbos is muvdal, is separate and distinct, beKedusha, and its Kedusha, beRosh, uvesof, totally mishar yamim, from all other days, from the beginning to the end. V'yesh omrim shehu midirei sofrim. However, others hold that no, Havdalah is midrabanan. Just asmachu akra, they made an asmachta, a connection to the psukim, but it's really a mitzvah derabanan. Unlike Kiddush, which is a mitzvah daraisa, Havdalah, according to these opinions, okay, is a mitzvah only midrabanan. He goes on now. B'sarach liyos gam kein b'kos, and Havdalah also has to be done b'kos. Kimo b'kiddush, like in Kiddush. V'im hivdil b'tfila, and if there was Havdalah in tfila, right, atachon antanu, l'kulei alma Havdalah ala kos d'rabbanan. Then everyone holds that Havdalah ala kos is only d'rabbanan, because the core of Havdalah is the actual mentioning, okay, and verbalizing the chiluk between Shabbos and Chol, which is done in Tefillah. Therefore, everyone would hold that Havdalah would then be midirabanan from the rabbis. Pagum, should your kosher be pagum? Hainu she'im shasa echad min hayayin. If someone drank from the wine that's in the coast, mitchila originally before nifkam l'Havdalah, becomes pagum for Havdalah. Who come all in the kiddush like by kiddush leil simen shayin aleph simen simen. Simon Reish Al Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Ayin Shem. Check there in the Mishnah Brura. Vayim Brachronim. He says, check out the Achronim in Simon Kufpei Gimel. Shem Akos Bi Atzmo Pagum. That the coast itself is Pagum. Ein Lahakvid Alav Im Ein Lo Acher. He says, if at the end of the day the coast that you're using for Havdalah is Pagum and you have no other Eitza, you can't depagumize it, or you have no other coast, so then you're not Makvid and Bidiyeved. You would use it. So again, if you have another option to use a different coast or to depugumize, you know how you depugumize a coast?
Put it back in the bottle and put it back.
Assuming there's other wine there. The best way to depugumize it is to put some other wine, pour some other non-pugum wine into it, and that does the depugumization. Okay. Or again, you can pour it back with other non-pugum wine and then pour it back in. Sif katan. Oh, we're up to now the Rama Haga. V'nagu leimar konim Havdalah. The minhag is to say before Havdalah, she'aisim b'bayis, the Havdalah you do in the house. The minhag is to say, hine kel yeshuasi, etc. Kos yeshuas esa, la'yehudim haisa oira, etc., etc. L'simen tov, for a simon tov. U'v'shas Havdalah, and during Havdalah, what should you do? Yitnu einayim b'kos, you should focus in your eyes on the kos, meaning you shouldn't be spacing in the chips. You should be looking at the kos, ubener, and at the ner. V'nagin l'shpoch mikos shel yayin ala aretz. The minag was, at least then, we'll see what we do today, is to pour from the wine on the ground. Kodem shesiyim bo'er pi agafen, before you finish the bracha bo'er pi agafen. Kidei shelo yeh kos pagum. So that the kos, okay, is not pugum when you started. We'll see why they pour it out, but meaning here doesn't really mean pugum, it means shalem. You should always have a coast that's full. V'tama shvicha. Now, why would they pour out anything, b'chla? Why are you doing pouring out? The Armenian called bayis shalom nishpach bo yayin kamayim. Any home that doesn't have, okay, I guess you can tell us the Rosh Hashiva, any house doesn't have wine flowing like what? Like mayim. Ein bo siman bracha. There's no siman bracha. We want our home, maaser, to be our home. It should be like siman bracha. Va'osin kein le siman tov. And va'osin kein le siman tov b'tchilas ha-shavua. And we do this for a siman tov, that we our house should be flowing with wine. So there's a siman bracha. And gam shaychin min ha-kais. Also, we pour from the coast la'achar havdalah, after havdalah, u'mechavin b'yamer, and this is how we go ahead and blow out the candle by putting the candle in the wine. V'rochsim bo'enav, and then we go wash our eyes with it. Mishum chivav ha-mitzvah, show how much we love the mitzvah. So this is, you know, you can look at it as some type of voodoo that people made up. But you see here, there's sources here in the Ramah itself for this minhag of pouring the wine a little out and then going and putting the Havdalah candle in it and then putting it on your brows, on your eyes. Okay, seems to all have source here in the Ramah. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Gimel, Yitnu Einayim Bekais, you should focus your eyes on the coast when doing Havdalah, Hainu Hamabdil, the one who's saying the Havdalah. The Gama Shomim, and not only the one who's saying the Havdalah, also those listening, because they're being Yotzei, Ha'onim Amen, Kadesh Lo Yasichu Daitem, because those that are being Yotzei by listening and those saying the Havdalah should not be spacing out, okay? And they should be focused on what they're saying. So you focus on the coast, on the Eish, etc. Sifkatan Dalit, so you pour it out after you start the Bracha only. This is what he says, again, we don't do this. Like, you'll start the bracha, Baruch HaTashem, and pour it out. Hainu de mishum zeh, eino shofech kodem shematchil ha-bracha. Because here, you wouldn't be pouring it out before you start the bracha, which would be a problem. Kedei shalo yivarech tchilas ha-bracha al kos pogum. So you're not going to go ahead and start the bracha on a coast that's deficient, she'eino moleh, that's not full. Again, this is not the coast pogum that was drunk from. This is a different type of deficiency, and that it's not a coast moleh, a coast shalem. And also, after you finish the bracha, you should not pour it out before you drink it. Because that's a bizui to the coast of the bracha. You're pouring it out. If you're pouring it out after the bracha, kodem shtiyah, before you drink it. Therefore, you pour it out before the end of the bracha in the kamen. But we don't do this. Why? Because what do we do? We'll see coming up. Sifkat and hay, v'tama shvicha. The reason for the shvicha, Rama said, was your house should be flowing like wine. Should be flowing like wine. V'achronim iskimu, delo yishboch, you can be yemi guy. Lo yishboch, that's true. B'shas bracha chlal, ela b'shah shemozeg yishvichenu. So he says, the Achronim will all say, bottom line, you know what you should do? None of this pouring out business. What the Minhag has become based on the Achronim was, you don't pour out anything during the Bracha, in the middle of the Bracha. Rather, when you're pouring it, originally, Yishvichenu Malei Al Kol G'daisav, you pour it to the top and have it then spill over the top. So therefore you have it on one hand pouring, but the coast does not become what? Pogum, because it's full. And therefore you have it spill over on its sides so that it spills onto the aret, onto the ground, or onto the table. But even that, you should be careful not to overdo it so that you don't go ahead and just throw out and have baltashkes, a ton of wine on your table and on your floor. A little bit, have it come down over the coast so that it shows that your house, your home is flowing with wine. Adkan.